नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 5 टेक्स्ट 23 एंड 24 23 इज अप देयर और बोथ 23 श्री प्रहलाद उवाच श्रवणम कीर्तनम विष्णु स्मरणम परसेवनम अर्चनम वंदम दास्यम सक्याम आत्मनिवेदनम श्री प्रहलाद उवाच श्रवणम कीर्तनम विष्णु स्मरणम पदसेवनम अर्चनम वंदनम दास्यम सक्यम आत्मनिवेदनम श्री प्रहलाद उवाच श्रवणम कीर्तनम विष्णु स्मरणम परसेवनम अर्चनम वंदनम दास्यम सक्यम आत्मनिवेदनम श्री प्रहलाद उवाच श्रवणम कीर्तनम विष्णु स्मरणम परसेवनम अर्चनम वंदनम दास्यम सक्यम आत्मनिवेदनम गो अहेड श्री प्रहलाद उवाच श्रवणम कीर्तनम विष्णु स्मरणम पदसेवनम अर्चनम वंदनम दास्यम सक्यम आत्मनिवेदनम श्री प्रहलाद उवाच श्रवणम कीर्तनम विष्णु श्रवणम पदसेवनम अर्चनम वंदनम दास्यम सक्यम आत्मनिवेदनम श्री प्रहलाद उवाच श्रवणम कीर्तनम विष्णु स्मरणम परसेवनम अर्चनम वंदनम दास्यम सक्यम आत्मनिवेदनम श्री प्रहलाद उवाच श्रवणम कीर्तनम विष्णु स्मरणम पदसेवनम अर्चनम वंदनम दास्यम सक्यम आत्मनिवेदनम माताजीस श्री प्रहलाद उवाच श्रवणम कीर्तनम विष्णु स्मरणम पदसेवनम अर्चनम वंदनम दास्यम सक्यम आत्मनिवेदनम श्री प्रहलाद उवाच श्रवणम कीर्तनम विष्णु स्मरणम परसेवनम अर्चनम वंदनम दास्यम सक्यम आत्मनिवेदनम Sri Parada Uvacha Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Shravanam Panasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmani Vedana. I'll read the second verse, verse 24. Iti Pumsarpito Vishno Bhaktischennavalakshana Kriyeta Bhagavati Ada Tanmanye Ditam Uttamam Sri Parada Uvacha. Prahlad Maharaj said, Shravanam, hearing, Kirtanam, chanting, Vishnu, of Lord Vishnu, not anyone else. Smaranam, remembering, Padasevanam, serving the feet, Archanam, offering worship, with Sodasopachar, the 16 kinds of paraphernalia. Vandanam, offering prayers. Dasyam, becoming the servant. Sakyam, becoming the best friend. Atmanivedanam, surrendering everything, whatever one has. Iti, thus. Pumsa Arpita, offered by the devotee. Vishnu, unto Lord Vishnu, not to anyone else. Bhakti, devotional service. Chet, if. Navalakshana, possessing 9 different processes. Kriyeta, one should perform. Bhagavati, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ana, directly or completely. Tat, that. Manye, I consider. Aditam, learning. Uttamam, topmost. Translation. Prahlad Maharaj said, hearing and chanting about the transcendental holy name, form, qualities, paraphernalia, and pastimes of Lord Vishnu, remembering them, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, offering the Lord respectful worship with 16 types of paraphernalia, offering prayers to the Lord, becoming his servant, considering the Lord one's best friend, and surrendering everything unto him, in other words, serving him with the body, mind, and words. These 9 processes are accepted as pure devotional service. One who has dedicated his life to the service of Krishna through these 9 methods should be understood to be the most learned person, for he has acquired complete knowledge. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. When Prahlad Maharaj was asked by his father to say something from whatever he had learned, he considered that what he had learned from his spiritual master was the best of all teachings. Where he had learned about diplomacy from his material teacher, Sandana Marka, was useless. Bhakti Paresanubhavo Virakti Ranyatracha, Srimad Bhagavatam 11.242. This is the symptom of a pure devotional service. A pure devotee is interested only in devotional service, not in material affairs. To execute devotional service, one should always engage in hearing and chanting about Krishna or Lord Vishnu. The process of temple worship is called archana. How to perform archana will be explained herein. One should have complete faith in the words of Krishna, who says that he is the great well-wishing friend of everyone, Suridam Sarvabhutanam. A devotee considers Krishna the only friend. This is called Sakyam. Pumsarpito Vishnu. The word Pumsa means by all living entities. There are no distinctions permitting only a man or only a Brahmin to offer devotional service unto the Lord. Everyone can do so. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 9.32, Striyas Vaishyas Tata Sudras Tepi Yanti Param Gatim. Although women, Vaishyas, and Sudras are considered less intelligent, they also can become devotees and return home back to Godhead. After performing sacrifices, sometimes a person engaged in fruitive activities customarily offers the results to Vishnu. But here it is said, Bhagavati Yada, one must directly offer everything to Vishnu. This is called sannyas, not merely nyas. A tridandi sannyasi carries three dandas, signifying kaya, mano, vakya, body, mind, and words. All of these should be offered to Vishnu, and then one can begin devotional service. Fruitive workers first perform some pious activities, and then formally or officially offer the results to Vishnu. The real devotee, however, first offers his surrender to Krishna with the body, mind, and words, and then uses his body, mind, and words for the service of Krishna as Krishna desires. I'll interject a little bit. The purport is 16 pages long, so hopefully we'll get through it. But herein, significant, Striyas, Vaishyas, Tata, Sudras, Tepiyanti, Paramgitim, that women, Vaishyas, and Sudras can also become devotees. In 1976, Srila Prabhupada was offered a property in Delhi, India. And in India, they have some customs that when they donate property, certain properties have to be used in a particular way. I don't think we have that exactly in America, but this particular property in Delhi had to be used for the indigent or the downtrodden. The city had made ruling that this property was for the downtrodden. So the person that was donating to Srila Prabhupada said, can you use this? Is it possible that you'll use this? You have to, for the downtrodden persons. Srila Prabhupada answered, our movement is only for the downtrodden. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has attracted all the downtrodden persons, and we are giving them shelter and engaging them in Krishna's service. So herein, Striya Vaishya Tata Sudras, in another place, Prabhupada said, we had not attracted many Dr. Singhs. What is his name? Damodar Singh. Bhakti Swarup Damodar. He said, we have only attracted those from the papis and the tapis. No, not very many, only one or two Dr. Singhs, Prabhupada said. So, this is our Krishna consciousness movement. Tapis. Papis means sinful. Not that we should be thinking, oh, only the Striya Vaishya and Sudras are fallen, but I'm a Brahmin. Prabhupada said, no, you're all papis and tapis. Papis means sinful, and Judha Karma told me that the translation for tapis is false renunciates or hippies. I don't think we have hippies these days, but the second generation of what would be called hippies. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gives the following explanation in his Tatya. The word Shravana refers to giving oral reception to the holy name and description of the Lord's form, qualities, entourage, and pastimes as explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and similar authorized scriptures. After orally receiving such messages, one should memorize these vibrations and repeat them, kirtanam. Smaranam means trying to understand more and more about the Supreme Lord. And padasevanam means engaging oneself in serving the lotus feet of the Lord, according to the time and circumstances. Archanam means worshiping Lord Vishnu as one does in the temple. And vandanam means offering respectful obeisances. Manmanabhava madbhakto madhyajimam namaskuru. Vandanam means namaskuru, offering obeisances or offering prayers. Thinking oneself to be Nitya Krishna Das, everlastingly a servant of Krishna, is called Dasyam. And Sakyam means being a well-wisher of Krishna. Krishna wants everyone to surrender unto him because everyone is constitutionally his servant. Therefore, as a sincere friend of Krishna, one should preach this philosophy, requesting everyone to surrender unto Krishna. Atmanivedana means offering Krishna everything, including one's body, mind, intelligence, and whatever one may possess. One's sincere endeavor to perform these nine processes of devotional service is technically called bhakti. The word adha means directly. One should not be like the karmis who perform pious activities and then formally offer the results to Krishna. That is karmakanda. One should not aspire for the results of his pious activities, but should dedicate oneself fully and then act piously. In other words, one should act for the satisfaction of Lord Vishnu, not for the satisfaction of his own senses. That is the meaning of the word adha, directly. Anyabhilasita sunyam jnana karmani anavritam anakulyena krishnanusilanam bhakti uttama. One should render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord Krishna favorably and without desire for material profit or gain through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation. That is called pure devotional service. One should simply satisfy Krishna without being influenced by fruitive knowledge or fruitive activities. The Gopal Tapani Upanishad says that the word bhakti means engagement in the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not of anyone else. This Upanishad describes that bhakti is the offering of devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To perform devotional service, one should be relieved of the bodily conception of life and aspirations to be happy through elevation to the higher planetary systems. In other words, work performed simply for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord, without any desire for material benefit, is called bhakti. Bhakti is also called niskama, or freedom from the results of fruitive activity. Bhakti and niskama are on the same platform, although devotional service and fruitive activity appear almost the same. It is important to see that the word bhakti, which nowadays the impersonalists and New Age people take very cheaply. Sometimes they quote, be in the bhav. Are you in the bhav? Bhava is a very advanced state of devotional service, the devotional ecstasy. It's described in the Vedas. Adau shradatata sarusanga tabajana kriya tato narta nivritti syat tato nista ruchistata tato bhava tato bhavas tada byudanchiti sarakanam abhyam premna bodurbhavet krama. Adau shrada tata sadhu sangha. In the beginning, one has to have faith. Faith, Prabhupada describes as unflinching trust in that which is sublime. So first stage, bhava isn't, we went and we were in the bhava, spreading rumors and chuckling. In the beginning, one has to have faith that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am his eternal servant. Him and no one else, Prabhupada states here. And I meant to engage in his service. Then, Adho Shraddhatata Sadhu Sangha, then one associates with devotees. From the senior devotees, one hears. From the equal God brothers, God sisters, one befriends. And from lesser devotees, one instructs. One so-called person in the bhav met with one of our ISKCON sannyasis. And her conclusion was, I really don't want to get initiated. Too many rules and regulations. I just want to be friends with the Maharaj. Of course, that's a favorable, but that's not the standard. The standard is you don't know anything, therefore you take initiation from a bona fide guru, you hear from the senior devotees, you befriend bhaktas and bhaktins like yourself who don't know anything, and instruct those who know even less than you know. Adho Shraddhatata Sadhu Sangha Tabhajana Kriya means practical engagement. Not that I do some karmi work and that's my devotional service. It means practical engagement. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Sweepanam Mapanam. Engaging in the Lord's service in the temple. Bhajana Kriya. Anartha Nivritti. Then the bad habits start to slip away. One becomes nista, a little fixed up. Ruchi, one gains a taste way down the road. Not from the start. Not already I have a taste for chanting and I haven't done any of these things. That's after you associate with the devotees, serve the spiritual master, follow the regular principles of freedom. Tuto bhava. And then one begins to taste some devotional sentiment, some devotional ecstasy. Not that I jump, oh yeah, we were in the bhav. I heard dozens of people say, are you in the bhava? That's a very advanced stage. We don't take things cheaply. That's called, what is it called in Sanskrit? Huh? Sahajya. Sahajya means I take it cheap and jump to the stage of bhava. Just like, if I may, Srila Prabhupada describes that this human form of life is first we derive pleasure from anamaya, then pranamaya. Jnanamaya, Vijnanamaya, and Anandamaya Vyasat. Sometimes we take things cheaply. Anamaya means one is happy simply to eat. The Vaishnav eats to live. We see sometimes, especially our relatives come to town, they live to eat. When is lunch? Where are we going for dinner? And where shall we go for lunch also? Living to eat. Or I had an experience the last few days on Friday. Sita Priya, my daughter, and her husband had a nice little baby. And the baby was born very tiny. 5 pounds, and I was watching the baby. Baby had a habit when he would go back to sleep. When he goes to sleep, even now, 6 days later, 7 days later, he smiles, a Vaikuntha smile. When he's awake, he's in a lot of anxiety, fidgeting, and very serious, frown on his brow. But when he sleeps, he makes huge smiles. My daughter said, I think he's remembering Vaikuntha. But we shouldn't take things cheaply. I also began to think, my grandson is a pure devotee. He closes his eyes and he makes a huge smile. So yesterday I went to see her at her house in Long Beach. And she said, oh, Peter, it's not Vaikuntha. When he smiles, we found out it's after he passes big gas or passes stool. Then he makes a huge Vaikuntha smile. So we don't take things cheaply. Vaikuntha isn't cheap. In the beginning stage, there's anamaya. I'm eating and I'm happy. Mother's milk and passing and sleeping, that's my happiness. That's life. Later, one gets pranamaya, some relation, this one, that one, some different relationships, it's described. Then further on, Gyanamaya, one studies, just like Prahlad entered the school at 5 years old. Sandana Umarka tried to teach him the material sciences, the diplomacy, the knowledge of this world, and great happiness is there in one's younger days. And if one is fortunate and gets the association of a spiritual master and takes shelter, not considers the spiritual master my equal and I befriend him, but takes shelter of the spiritual master and serves his lotus feet, then one gains the weapon, vijnana moya, or transcendental knowledge, who I am, why I'm here, why there's suffering, how to get out of the suffering, who is Krishna, what is my relationship with Krishna. How to engage in that relationship practically. Tan manye ditam uttamam. And ultimately, anandamaya vyasat. Transcendental happiness derived from engagement in shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam. So these things aren't cheap, aren't to be taken cheaply, but they're very serious. And it requires rapt attention and serious mood of engagement in devotional service for one to gain some advancement in spiritual life. Srila Bhakti, did I read that part? Okay, so I'm one sincere effort. Okay. One should render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord Krishna favorably and without desire for material profit or gain through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation. That is called pure devotional service. One should simply satisfy Krishna without being influenced by fruitive knowledge or fruitive activity. The Gopal Tapani Upanishad says that the word bhakti means engagement in devotional service. I read that. The nine different processes enunciated by Prahlad Maharaj. The Gopal Tapani? Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I did? Somebody keep track. Oh, it's almost time anyway. The nine different processes. There's about 16 more pages. The nine different processes enunciated by Prahlad Maharaj, who learned from Narada Muni, may not all be required for the execution of devotional service. If devotee performs only one of these nine without deviation, he can attain the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sometimes it is found that when one performs one of the processes, other processes are mixed with it. That is not improper for a devotee. When a devotee executes any one of the nine processes, Shravanam Lakshana, this is sufficient. Wait a second. Navalakshana, this is sufficient. The other eight processes are included. Now let us discuss these nine different processes. What time does it say? Okay, we're getting there. Yeah, only 12 pages. Shravanam, hearing of the holy name of the Lord, Shravanam, is the beginning of devotional service. Although any one of the nine processes is sufficient in chronological order, the hearing of the holy name of the Lord is the beginning. Indeed, it is essential. As enunciating by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Cheto Darpanam Marjanam, by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one is cleansed of the material conception of life, which is due to the dirty modes of material nature. When the dirt is cleansed from the core of one's heart, one can realize the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachit Ananda Vigraha. Thus, by hearing the holy name of the Lord, one comes to the platform of understanding the personal form of the Lord. After realizing the Lord's form, one can realize the transcendental qualities of the Lord. And when one can understand his transcendental qualities, one can understand the Lord's associates. In this way, a devotee advances further and further toward complete understanding of the Lord as he awakens in realization of the Lord's holy name, transcendental form and qualities, his paraphernalia and everything pertaining to him. Therefore, the chronological process is Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. The same process of chronological understanding holds true in chanting and remembering. When the chanting of the holy name form qualities and paraphernalia is heard from the mouth of a pure devotee, his hearing and chanting are very pleasing. Srila Sanatana Goswami has forbidden us to hear the chanting of an artificial devotee or non-devotee. Hearing from the text of Srimad Bhagavatam is considered the most important process of hearing. Srimad Bhagavatam is full of transcendental chanting of the holy name, and therefore the chanting and hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam are transcendentally full of mellows. The transcendental holy name of the Lord may be heard and chanted according to the attraction of the devotee. One may chant the holy name of the Lord, of Lord Krishna, or one may chant the holy name of Lord Rama or Nrisingadev. Ramadi Murtishu Kalanyamena Tistan. The Lord has innumerable forms and names, and devotees may meditate upon a particular form and chant the holy name according to his attraction. The best course is to hear of the holy name form and so on from a pure devotee of the same standard as oneself. In other words, one who is attached to Krishna should chant and hear from other pure devotees who are also attached to Lord Krishna. The same principle applies for devotees attracted to Lord Rama, Lord Nrisinga, and other forms of the Lord. Because Krishna is the ultimate form of the Lord, Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam, it is best to hear about Lord Krishna's name, form, and pastimes from a realized devotee who is particularly attracted by the form of Lord Krishna. In Srimad Bhagavatam, great devotees like Shukadeva Goswami have specifically described Lord Krishna's holy name, form, and qualities. And lest one hears about the holy name, form, and qualities of the Lord, one cannot clearly understand the other processes of devotional service. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends that one chant the holy name of Krishna. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. If one is fortunate enough to hear from the mouth of realized devotees, he is very easily successful in the path of devotional service. Therefore, hearing of the holy name, form and qualities of the Lord is essential. In Srimad Bhagavatam 1.5.11, there is this verse. Tad vagvi sargo janataglavi viplavo yasmin pratishlokam abhadyavapi api namani anantasya yaso nikitaniyat shrinvanti gayanti grananti sadhava. Verse is describing the name, form and qualities of Anantadev, the unlimited Supreme Lord, are able to vanquish all the sinful reactions of the entire world. Therefore, even if such verses are improperly composed, devotees hear them, describe them, and accept them as bona fide and authorized. In this connection, Sridhar Swami has remarked that a pure devotee takes advantage of another pure devotee by trying to hear from him about the holy name, form, and qualities of the Lord. If there is no such opportunity, he alone chants and hears the Lord's holy name. So that means better than hearing from the non-devotees, one should hear from a pure devotee. And if one can't hear from a pure devotee, that it's better that he hear and chant alone. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. So we have to take off from Kirtanam tomorrow. I'm so sorry. I didn't do 16 pages. Page 251, Kirtanam. And there's 12 more pages.
I'm not going to take questions.
He's got a question.
Oh, quick question while we're all leaving.
Yes. Nowadays, it seems like there's a lot of the other living entities chanting Hare Krishna. Like they have this festival, Bhakti Fest.
Bhakti.
Right. And they're chanting Hare Krishna also.
Sometimes.
So is it okay for devotees to go to such functions and to hear other living entities chant Hare Krishna? Can you tap on that a little more?
If you hear the temple bhajan band, if you hear Gauravani and the kindred Hanuman, if you hear the Mayapuris and Mother, I forget her name. No, the Mataji from up north, Dasi. She made the Karnamrita. Then you're okay. Anything else is mostly chanting Durga, and we just read, chanting to Krishna and only Krishna, and chanting Shiva and Ganesha, and they're thinking it's equal, or they're thinking they're equal, or they're thinking they want one with everything. So recommended only to associate with devotees. That's the biggest recommendation. If I could tell a very short story, in the Ramayana, because Halloween is coming up, sometimes they're dressing up like these different demons and hobgoblins. We go and do Harinam in the Hollywood. But I just heard one story from the Ramayana, that there was a nice gentleman, a prince, who had a terrible habit of dressing up like a Rakshasa and harassing the demigods and the sages. He would get into these costumes. He was kind of perverted in that way. He had these different crazy habits. So one day he went and he made this habit. He went in a uniform with long arms and the head in the belly and the mouth in the belly as a big Rakshasa. And he went to scare the sages and Lord Indra. And he was cursed that Punar Musika, that you become that Halloween rascal, because he had such a perverted mentality and didn't understand how to serve Krishna. Till later, he became Kabanda. Is it Kabanda? Kabanda. Big mouth in the belly with the eyes, everything there. Long arms. His Halloween costume. He turned into Twilight Zone. That was him. But he had the fortune that he caught Ram and Lakshman in his grip when they were looking for Sita. And he knew some secrets somehow or other. He had met this Bali and Bali and Sugriva and Hanuman, the monkeys. And so Balaram and Krishna were in his grip, were ready to be devoured, but Ram and Lakshman came up with the plan to cut off the arms of the demon. And his benediction that he received with the curse that if Ram and Lakshman come and cut off your arms, then if they burn you in the pyre, you can give them the help that they need. Then you'll return back to your previous prince form and stop being a hobgoblin and a demon. So he told them that, yes, Sugriva, Bali, Hanuman, they will help you find Sita. And where is this rascal who has taken Sita? They burned him and he went back to his form. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.
What page was that?
I marked it.